Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Joe Dredd from West Seattle is. Joe Dredd, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, guys. I decided to play hooky from work, and so I am available to play beat Migs today.
Nice.
And also, my wife is teaming up with me because I'm at home, and she's smarter than I am.
Oh, boy,
so I've incorporated her help.
Did you guys also listen to the cheat sheet on Friday at 5:40?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I did hear it, but I only remember one of the correct answers.
All right.
It was that good of a weekend.
That could be the one that matters. So, Steve, go ahead.
Teely's very smart. Mine is her decision in who she married. Yeah. She's a very smart woman.
and you know what? And before we jump into this, Taryn, I just want to let you know that you changed the way I listen to the radio.
I knew it, Joe. I could feel it.
Never going to let that down.
Steve, Joe Dredd and his lady are ready, so get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing at home, Joe Dredd has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
All right.
What do you call a medicine that hastens the emptying of the bowels?
Stool softener?
No.
Laxative.
Yes, yes. Who directed the 1994 movie Ed Wood?
Tim Burton.
He did. How many tablespoons are in a cup?
8, 16, 12.
16, yes. What city in Missouri experienced a devastating tornado in 2011?
Joplin.
Yes. What pop star posed naked and pregnant on the August 2006 cover of Harper's Bazaar?
A pop star?
Mm-hmm.
Christina Aguilera.
No.
Pass.
Which golfer holds the record for most consecutive weeks ranked number one?
Tiger Woods?
Yes. What color are the stars on China's flag?
Yellow.
Correct. What blood type do mosquitoes generally prefer?
O.
Yes. A-B. What TV show had sons named Brad, Randy, and Mark?
Home Improvement.
Yes. What type of fruit juice did Dole sell first?
Pineapple.
Yes. You guys just got a score of 9.
Let's
go. Yeah. Steve is in big.
Hey, Steve.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
You better be really ready for this one.
I know I was going to be screwed.
Are you ready?
Yes!
What do you call a medicine that hastens the emptying of the bowels?
Salami.
No.
That's to me. I'm going to go with a laxative.
Yes. Who directed the 1994 movie Ed Wood?
Ed Wood, directed by Johnny Depp?
No.
Who's the guy that does the movies? Tim Burton.
Yes. How many tablespoons are in a cup?
Tablespoons in a cup. 6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
16.
Yes. What city in Missouri experienced a devastating tornado in 2011?
Missouri City.
No.
I can't think of another place in Missouri. I'll come to pass.
What pop star posed naked and pregnant on the August 2006 cover of Harper's Bazaar?
Is that Madonna?
No.
Britney Spears?
Yes. Which golfer holds the record for most consecutive weeks ranked number one?
Which golfer? Tiger Woods.
Yes. What Michael color Woods. Are the stars on China's flag?
They are red.
They are not.
Yellow.
Yes. What blood type do mosquitoes generally prefer?
Type O negative.
No.
Type O.
Yes. What TV show had sons named Brad, Randy, and Mark?
I'm going to go to Brady Bunch.
No.
Yeah.
Steve, you got 7 correct, but as you can tell, that was not enough to beat Joe Dredd and his lady. They
that
scored
9.
9.
9.
Congratulations,
nine,
you guys. Oh, Steve, are you disappointed?
Yes.
You look like you're meditating over there.
I'm just reflecting on my performance.
the city in Missouri that had a tornado in 2011, that was one that they got correct, and it's Joplin, Missouri. And the TV show that had the sons named Brad, Randy, and Mark, Home Improvement.
Oh.
One that you did not get to.
Yeah, my brain was already shutting down because I'm like, I'm up against the clock. I don't think I'm winning this one.
What type of fruit juice did Dole sell first?
Pineapple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve.
Well, can any of you guys name any cities in Missouri?
Yeah, St. Louis. Kansas City.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Daily Mix Show.
Our number is 206-803-ROCK, and we want you to call if you are a Seahawks fan, because we have a simple question to ask you. But we need for you to call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers. Sue Bird has now been officially immortalized in Seattle. Yesterday, they unveiled her official statue outside of Climate Pledge Arena, and it looks awesome.
It's a nice statue.
She's also the first
WNBA. It actually looks like her.
It does look like her.
Yeah.
They got it right. It's the first WNBA player honored with a statue, which is very cool. And this is Sue outside of Climate Pledge yesterday talking to the crowd about it.
Today, I'm standing here looking at a statue of myself. And honestly, that 21-year-old would never have believed this moment was possible.
Which is also weird because it's not like she's like 70.
No.
Like, she still looks like she could play in the league. And it's kind of surreal probably looking at a statue that, you know, kind of still looks like you.
Mm-hmm.
Or that Seattle would become everything she didn't know she needed. It's not just an honor, it's history. I'm the first player to ever have a statue built. And that fact book.
She forgot to say WNBA player. So some people are like, you're not the first player. I'm like, God, give her, cut her some slack. She's doing a speech. Of course you're going to. Sometimes you forget certain things.
Oh, yeah.
And that fact both humbles me and fills me with pride, not just for me, but for what this represents, for women's basketball, for every young girl who will walk past this statue. I never set out to be the first at anything. But if being the first means that I won't be the last, then I'm proud to be the first.
I hope she took a ton of pictures standing next to it, because my narcissist self would be doing that all day long.
Like, look, that's me.
Yeah, yeah. Check me out.
Well, Sue Bird's new statue leads us to want to ask a simple question. We will start with Will in Puyallup. Will, here is our simple question. The Storm have a statue. The Sonics have a statue. So do the Mariners.
Hell, the Mariners have a couple guys that are going to be in statues.
But what about the Seahawks? If you were to make a statue for one of the Seahawks players, who would that be?
I'm torn between Dirty Bird Geno and cup-checking Marshawn Lynch.
Dude, cup-checking Marshawn
Lynch.
Yes.
Grabbing my ding ding.
That would be perfect.
That would be the most. I don't know if the league would ever allow it or the team, but that would be such an iconic moment because it was an iconic moment.
Yes.
And everybody loves Marshawn. I just don't know if they're going to make a statue of him
grabbing my ding ding.
206-803-ROCK. Heather on Whidbey Island. Our simple question: you're making a statue for a Seahawks player. Who's it going to be?
Either Steve Largent or the Legion of Boom. A big statue.
See, I figured a lot of people were going to go with Largent, but I love the idea of the entire Legion of Boom. I kind of put him like in a huddle, and then you could get inside in the middle of it for a picture.
Oh, that'd be rad.
And then you can
grab my ding ding.
That too.
Hanging out with the Legion of Boom. That would be pretty awesome.
206-803-ROCK, our simple question.
Earl Thomas could be flipping off Pete Carroll in the picture.
No? I'm in.
Okay.
Steve in Tacoma. If you're making a statue for a Seahawks player, who's it going to be?
I got to go way back and say Ken Easley.
That would be a great pick, too.
Good choice. Kevin from Bonnie Lake, simple question to you. You're making a statue for a Seahawk. Who's it going to be?
You got to go with intimidation, and nobody intimidated players more than Cam Chancellor did.
Oh, I love it. Kevin, wouldn't it be awesome if he was like posed to look like he's hitting somebody? That way you could take a picture next to him and pretend that you're getting hit by Cam Chancellor.
I would be lined up first to do it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. What about you? Who are you going with?
Oh, I would want to do John Ryan, but specifically the touchdown bass face. That's the one.
Danny, what about you?
Our good friend, Walter Jones.
That was my thought too, man. Big Walt.
I got to have that one. The picture with him, you know what I mean?
Best to ever do it.
Yeah, even though I have like a real picture with him, I want the statue version too.
Yeah.
Just have him big. Like I would make him even, I mean, he's a big dude, but make it even more larger than life. Yeah. That would be amazing.
Totally. Go Hawks.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Seahawks did win big in their preseason game on Friday night. You'd think everybody would be happy about that.
Yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl because of that performance.
But of course, social media tells us otherwise. Some people are pissed. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 820.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
We are going to rewind to Friday night. The Seahawks won game two of our preseason at home against the Chiefs. So, of course, to celebrate, they posted on social media, and the post said this. A dominant performance in the second preseason game of the year. 29 first downs, 477 yards of offense, 268 yards rushing,
dominant.
156 yards allowed.
Super Bowl or bust.
You'd think that everybody would be very excited about that, but many people were not. Many people had other things to say, so we're going to go straight to the comments.
And it's funny because you realize rather quickly when you look through some of the comments just how weird sports fans can be. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I feel like I'm a sports fan and I can be weird sometimes. So I think, you know, weird knows weird. So we found some of the comments and we figured we'd illustrate just how crazy they are. And we figured who better to read these comments than a man who's going to have a Netflix documentary about himself and has done some weird things in his time. And that is Charlie Sheen.
Nice.
So, and he knows a thing or two about winning, after all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So let's have Charlie Sheen, Robot Charlie Sheen, read some of these comments from people that have nothing better to do than to just complain on social media about the Seahawks winning a preseason game. Are you ready for the first comment?
Oh, yes.
Typical Seahawks getting all excited about a f***ing preseason win against the Chiefs practice squad.
I mean, you can't get mad at the social media team for just reporting on what happened in the game.
They're just doing their job.
And it was a dominant performance in a preseason game, of course. Nobody said that this is now... this team is set for the rest of the season, but it was a great performance.
Preseason or not, football is back.
Is Drew Locke high? He looked like he had a smile on his face the whole time.
Well, I mean, if anyone knows high, it's definitely Charlie Sheen, of course. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Drew Locke is just a happy man.
He is.
It is funny, though. Whenever you look at him, he is just smiling from ear to ear.
He's just having the best time ever out there.
The Nike slogan doesn't say, just try it. No, just do it, man.
Yeah, do it, man. Hang on with Drew Locke.
Our practice squad beat another practice squad. Backups. Ha ha. Celebrating like they won a Super Bowl against the Chiefs secondary. F***ing hilarious.
You know what I thought was the most interesting part, and this is why I thought it was weird? I saw more people saying, relax, it's just a preseason game, than I saw anybody comment about how excited they are that they won a preseason game.
Dude, and some of the young guys that were celebrating when, you know, big plays were happening, whatever, it got me so fired up. I don't care if they're not the first stringers.
Well, and also, those guys are excited because maybe they're going to not get cut from the team.
Yeah.
Like, I even witnessed, because I got to watch the game from the sidelines because I was working one of the microphones for the Kansas City Chiefs radio network, which was a very random thing to get to do. But standing next to some of the starting players like Chris Jones, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, because I was on the Chiefs side, and you can see them getting fired up for the young players because they're watching it through that lens. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I think this guy's going to be able to stay with us because they like him.
For sure.
Only because Mahomes wasn't playing, so calm down. It's only the preseason. Did Patrick even get out of bed to show up?
Yes, he was there. I was standing next to him for the entire
game. You were very close to him.
It was weird. Because when you watch Patrick Mahomes on TV, you don't think of him being a big guy. But he's, in person, a big guy. He's just around bigger guys.
Yeah.
But it was weird. I was standing next to him. Travis Kelce also. I'm just like, holy crap, these dudes are big. But you don't ever think about them being big because the offensive linemen have arms that are the size of the rest of their body.
They have nice butts, too.
Yeah, I did notice that.
Ain't that how last year's preseason's games went and what happened? Nothing major. So let's just all calm down because the sea chickens ain't got it this year.
Well, I mean, they did.
Sea chickens.
I hate that term.
Get out of here.
And it's not even because you're making fun of the team that I like. I just think it's such a dumb insult. Like, there's better things that you could say to make fun of the Seahawks than the sea chickens. And also, they won 10 games last year. It's not... I don't think that's a bad thing.
No!
I mean, great, they didn't make the playoffs, but they still won 10 games.
This is our year.
I thought they looked pretty good. I thought it looks like a team.
Yes, it definitely did look like a football team out
there. Yes, matching uniforms, play calling. Looked like a team.
That is expert analysis right there.
My dad and I had a blast at the game. Go Hawks.
You can't have fun at the game. It was a preseason game. That's impossible.
How dare you? Jack down.
You want to hear about something that... This is the ultimate example of when sports fans get a little weird. So I got to watch the game on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. And we shared the story earlier. Go back to the Daily Migs Daily Podcast if you want to hear about Mike Hawk and I, Mike from the men's room. We both got to be microphone holders for the Kansas City Chiefs radio network. But we posted pictures on social media. And, you know, we had to make sure they made it a point to say, hey, don't wear jerseys, don't wear team hats. I did rock a black-on-black Mariners cap to show love for Seattle. But they were, you know, they're like just dressed like in plain clothes. Great. And they gave us lanyards because we needed access to get on the field. And they were Kansas City Chiefs lanyards. So, of course, people had to focus on that. And some people were having fun, like, you guys are traitors, and, you know, joking about it. But I got one comment that I thought was just so strange, and I'll share it with you. This person just wrote, wow. You jumped on the Kansas City bandwagon. You should be ashamed not supporting the Seahawks. Or you should be ashamed not representing the Seahawks.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you should be ashamed, Steve. How dare you?
I was just like, dude, you realize I was working for the Kansas City Chiefs radio network. Like, I can't be like, I'm not going to rip off my shirt and have like a number 12 painted on my chest. I did have it painted on my chest. I just didn't rip my shirt off.
Why didn't you?
I waited until after the game when I saw Travis Kelce in the back. And I was like, dude, check this out. My boobs are bigger than your girls.
Wow. Oh. Right. The Daily Migs Show.
They didn't invite me back for the next game.
No. Yeah. The Daily Migs Show is doing an outing at the Everett Aqua Sox game coming up this Sunday, August 24th. And we've got seats in Section J, which is down along the third base side. We would love to see you there. First pitch is happening at 4:05. Weather forecast looks stellar. So bring your friends, tell your family, spread the word. Grab those tickets before they're gone at KISW.com. As you get ready to begin your day, you might be noticing that there is just a steady stream of information from the world of pop culture that can be a little overwhelming. So we're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Migs Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
David Lee Roth was in concert last week, and during that show, he started mocking this claim that Sammy Hagar has made that Eddie Van Halen's ghost came to him in a dream, which ended up inspiring his new song called Encore, Thank You, Good Night.
I forgot all about that, but now I remember when that song first came out, he was like, oh yeah, I talked to Eddie or something. I had a moment with Eddie in a dream and it inspired the song, which if I remember correctly, wasn't anything all that great anyway.
And Diamond Dave had this to say about it.
Y'all know Sammy Hagar, right? And Sammy described that the ghost of Eddie Van Halen visited him and graced him with a song. It's on the internet. But last night, the ghost of Eddie Van Halen visited me at the hotel. He said, Dave, you know that song I gave Hagar? He said, it's actually In a Gata Gavita backwards.
Dave, just play your song.
Oh no.
He's total.
Like, why?
I won't even say that's a dad joke. That feels like a full-on grandpa
it's
joke.
So bad.
All right, let's talk a little about this teacher. So we, over the weekend, we got to go to the Seattle Tattoo Expo, which was freaking awesome. I've never been to a tattoo expo before. Danny, we were talking about how neither one of us have. You haven't either.
No.
And it was so much fun just walking around. And people are just getting tattoos left and right. Like, it's not just an expo to see, like, the artwork of the tattoo artist. But sometimes people set up times in advance. Yeah. Or just on a whim, like Danny's girlfriend, Linda, she saw an artist and saw a flash design that she really liked and got it done right then and there, which I thought was really freaking cool. So there's a woman that's going viral. She's a teacher, and she's been posting various people's tattoos that have Chinese writing on it because she speaks Chinese. And then she translates what she sees, which a lot of times, more often than not, is not what I think people think that they're getting tattooed, which is one of the many reasons why I'm not going to get, like, a tattoo in another language unless I'm 1,000% confident that that word is 100% right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So here it is. A lot of people have gotten ink without really knowing what it says, and here's this woman translating some of these tattoos. Okay, that one's nice. She says it doesn't even mean anything.
Cockroach. Bingxiang. Refrigerator.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Who would you rather, cockroach or refrigerator?
Refrigerator.
Oh, see, I'm leaning more towards cockroach.
Really?
Yeah.
更失败, more failure. 酱油,
soy sauce.
Okay, now, all right, now I want soy sauce.
劣质煤, low quality coal. 新效,
low quality coal?
Yes. Oh, no.
Come on, people. You got to take a second to make sure what you got is right.
新效爱, star, laugh, love, 鸡汤, chicken soup.
All right, Taryn comes to you and says, I want a Chinese. What are you going to put on her?
Oh,
if you knew what it was, but she didn't know what it was, but she's like, I want to put Barrett on my thing. What are you going to write on her?
Okay, she thinks she's getting Barrett, but in actuality, this is what she's getting.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go!
The Daily Migs Show.
How would you like to beat Steve this morning? He's got a record of 267 wins, 84 losses, and 70 ties in 2025. And you're hungry after that loss you had earlier.
I'm starving.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
Showtime.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.